I wanted to read the rest of this story that I started yesterday, this talk from you-know-who, Mr. Bhagwan Washu. I was thinking maybe if I start with it, instead of ending with it, I could manage. because the disciple, always the seeker, they talk about that they want freedom, they want love. But they don't really. Yes, something in wants it, of course. That's why they are on the path. But they're also resisting it. So this is the struggle. Because it's always available. So something must hold you back. So this is what takes time for that understanding, that realization, that you cannot find it in the outside, in the desires, in the dreams, in your image, in your power, in your money, whatever it is, no? Only then you become intimate with the Beloved, with yourself, with existence. Otherwise, it can just be a play that goes on and on and on. Question was, I feel I want to be close to you, but at the same time I want to run as far away from you as I can. I don't understand this fear, since I'm not aware of feeling like this about anyone else. Then Osho says, it's natural, it's not something exceptional. Whenever you have a feeling to be closer to a man like me, the fear will come. Because to be close to me means to be dead. You have to be close to me means losing yourself, going beyond yourself. It is the same fear that grips a river when it comes to the ocean. The banks will be lost, the river will be lost. And every river tries to go back, but there is no way. If you feel a deep urge to come closer to me, there is no way to escape. You may try, but it will be a failure. Others have tried, others will go on trying. If you have a deep urge to come closer to me, you will have to come. You can only delay it. By escaping, struggling, you can delay it. You can postpone it. That's all, because the deep urge is coming from your very being. Fear is only in the mind. The urge is coming from the deepest core of your being to come closer. But fear comes in the mind because closeness means death, death to the known, death to the ego. To be close to a master is death. Your ego will have to go. Then the ego always starts thinking, I must escape before something happens, before I'm lost. I must escape, what can I do? The ego will continuously tell you to escape, to find some reason. The ego will find rationalizations. It will find faults in the master, in me, just to help you escape. It will convince you in every way that this is the wrong man. The master and love is death-like. And no love is as death-like as loving a master. If you love a woman, a man, you can dominate her or him. That's why lovers go on playing politics with each other. Dominating, possessing, the fear is there that if you don't dominate, you'll be lost. And the other will dominate. So they continuously fight. This is the way of the ego. Husbands and wives, lovers, they go on fighting. The fight is for existence to survive. The fear is there. I may be lost in the other. But when you come to a master, you cannot dominate him. You cannot fight with him. So fear is much deeper because of that. Because you cannot create any politics. Either you have to escape or you merge, you melt. No other alternative is there. It's so great because I never seen this before, but that's what I'm telling you so many times. Escape if you want to take care of your ego. Otherwise, it will be unnecessarily trouble. If you escape from your very deep source of being, you hear you are doing wrong. If you escape, you will have to come back. If you come closer, the mind says, where are you going? If you go closer still, you may be burnt. And it is right. The ego is right. The flame is definitely there. And if you come closer, you will be burnt. Conflict will be created. Inner tensions, anguish will be created. You can delay, that's all. Sooner or later, you will have to merge. No river can escape the ocean. Once you have come closer, you have come. And there is no way to go back. There is no way existing for going back. You are here. You have traveled long. Not only in physical space to come here, but also in the inner space. You have traveled long. Many, many, many lives you have been traveling towards this point. You have desired it. And now, when the point has come nearer, you become afraid. The fear is natural. Understand it. Don't let it overpower you. Don't let it make you unconscious. Take a jump. And that jump will not only be a death, it will be a rebirth. But you cannot know that. You only see that. The beyond that is hidden. Behind the death you cannot see. I can see it. I know you will be reborn. But nobody can be reborn unless he dies. So that is not the goal and that is not the end. It is just the beginning. A new beginning. When you are ready to die, you are ready to be reborn. The old disappear. And the absolutely new will come in its place. That new is struggling from the very core of your being. The old is struggling from the mind, because the mind has only memory, the old, the past. The past and the future are struggling within you. That is the problem. Now it depends on you. If you are being overpowered by the past, then you will be delaying, postpone, and you can delay it for many lives. This is not the first time you have delayed. Many times you have missed before. Many times you have come across a Buddha, a Mahavira, a Jesus, and you have escaped. You tried to avoid. You closed your eyes. Again and again you have been playing that game. But the game is natural to you. The river can only see that she will dissolve. She cannot see that she will become an ocean. How can she see that? The oceanic existence will be only happen when the river is no more. So the river cannot see. When your ego is no more, only then will you know who you are. This is what the master has to deal with, day in, day out. That which you are longing for, you are resisting. different ways. Don't allow the fear to overpower you. Allow love to overpower you. Love comes from the center. Fear always comes from the periphery. Don't allow this periphery to be dominant. And what have you got to lose? Even if there is no rebirth, there is rebirth. But I say, even if there is no rebirth and you simply die, what have you got to lose? What will be lost? What has the river got that is worth preserving? The life through the hills has been just a struggle, like you. The life through the plains has just been a dirty passage. What has the river got to lose in the ocean? Nothing. So think about it. What have you got to lose if you come closer? What do you have to lose? Your suffering? Your madness? Your conflicts? Your fear? What have you got to lose? There is nothing to lose, but we never look within to see that we have nothing to lose. Because that gives too much fear. You like to think that you have got much to lose, that it is a treasure there, and you will never look. There is no treasure, the house is empty, you don't know. There has never been anything, but you are so afraid, you never look. Because you know that there is nothing. Even a beggar dreams that he is an emperor. In dreams, he will become an emperor, in joys. And then he is afraid. What if the kingdom is lost? But there have never been any kingdom. You have come to me because there has never been any kingdom with you. You have nothing to lose, and now you become afraid. Look at the tricks of the mind, the deceptions of the mind. Look into them. And it's very difficult to get the disciple to look in. That's why I have longer retreats, so you have some time to start coming back to look in. Otherwise, you are always busy. Let the river move unafraid into the unknown, the uncharted. That will be there, but that is always followed by rebirth. Die and be reborn. Lose yourself and find. Fear comes from the mind. Love comes from the heart. Listen to the heart. If you are ready for one thing, no more harm can be done to you. You are already enough harmed. I cannot harm you any more than you have been harmed. This much is certain. Look in my eyes and feel my voice. Give me a chance. It is not difficult. I say to you, this is the truth. Once one is dissolved into the infinite, he becomes the source of the things from where he has come. Allow the river to fall into the ocean, and suddenly a new melody arises. A music will come out of your own being, a music that you have not heard. It is just hidden in you. The ego just has to be put out of the way. That is the whole work of the master, to remove the ego so that your own treasures can be found. And sometimes it's a hard work. because you're so confused. That is almost against yourself. Out of love, out of light, out of compassion, he's doing it, and still you are resisting. Look at the mind. And the patience and the compassion from the Master, hoping that one day you will see. You just keep yourself out of the way. Please, that's all. Don't come in between me and you. Just keep out of the way. Even if you keep out of the way for a single moment, the thing can happen. The old can die, the new can be born. In a split second, it can happen. Just a glimpse of something beyond your ego, your mind, and it will totally refresh your being. So any doubt goes. Everything falls into place. Only then trust is born. Not from your head, but from your own being, your own understanding. Welcome to Satsang. No, it would be nice if it starts snowing now. Have a nose-blowing break. You did so good for 5 minutes. When I was speaking, even the nose is dripping, you take no notice. Be good meditator, just watch the snot dripping. No harm. And then the relief to blow. Oh, so good. That is a little melody in there. Tu, 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 tu. That is pretty nice. You get a tu, tu, pu, 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 pu. It's enough people sicker, that's for sure. I think it's more people sick here than in Ladakh. But at least I managed this time. Dear Swaha, I have seen that it's been a long time that I've been taking many things for granted in my life. I did not feed them. I did not pay attention to them. I did not value them. I did not appreciate them. I did not love them. Now I'm here, full of tears, to see clearly all the mistakes I have made. How could I take the life, the love, the truth for granted? Because you are asleep, you are unconscious, that's why. I let the passing of time drag me day after day to the next day, instead of living moment in the moment. I was so unconscious that now, when you have showed me what love is, I felt I no longer have a heart. I got scared seeing this. I don't want to keep walking as a zombie in my life. I want my heart back. I want to review the beauty in my life. I need to rediscover the joy, the happiness, the lightness, the compassion, and the cuteness in my life. Yes, don't forget the cuteness. But this is what sannyā is for, is to reclaim your own glory, your own heart. I miss my heart too much. But at least you know it's there and that everything is possible. Many people don't know that the heart even is there. It's just a pumping thing, like a stone. No, you know. No, it's just to walk towards the heart, towards your own heart. Do you need a hard-working pack donkey in your stable of horses? Because if you want it, I'm available for you. No, I don't need it. But just practice running free in the fields. That's all. I don't like to put anybody inside. Donkeys, horses, people, anything. I want them to be free. I will train you inside and outside, if you allow. Could you accept me as your sannyasin? With gratitude and an open heart. Thank you, Swara. Orlando. When I took this decision that I wanted to become your disciple, I felt immediately so serene for my choice. That's how it is. They have this saying, no? Go one step towards God and He takes 100 towards you. Just prove yourself what you want. If you follow the dark part, how can you be happy? Something in you know that this is not right. But if you are so lucky to go in the right direction, you will feel it immediately. And this is the sign. I felt immediately serene for my choice. Nothing to complain about, nothing to discuss, no doubt, just serenity. In your bright light, I start to see. In your truth, I feel safe. And in you, I can trust. You said that the sleepy one has to surrender to the awakened ones. And I am the one who just now heard the alarm clock ring. You don't have to. You don't have to. Anything. And I never say you should surrender to me. What do I need your surrender for? Nothing. I'm just available as an excuse for you to experience the blissfulness of surrender to your own heart. That's it. I don't need your surrender. What should I do with it? But where else? How else can you do? Anything you could surrender to, you will be happy. But we have forgotten that. When you first learn the art of surrendering, you can surrender to the river, you can surrender to the mountain, you can surrender to the stars, you can surrender. It just means being open to life, to existence. I'm just thinking, because there's nobody there who wants anything from you. I just want you to feel the bliss that I have felt. What you showed me in satsangs, what I clearly saw and felt, is what I'm longing for. You are the enlightened one. I need to wake up. I need to become more real. Thank you, Swaha, for the alarm clock you were able to put in my head and that started the playing in my heart, full of gratitude with love, Orlando. Okay, Orlando. Come here, then. Tu.
So
this is right, no?
Yeah.
Huh? Why make it difficult, no?
Why?
You've been difficult so long. No, it's finished.
That was perfect.
And perfect? Huh? Isn't it good?
Yes, yes. Very light.
Huh? Nice, no?
Nice and light. Eh?
Totally changed, no?
Yeah.
And tomorrow you go back?
Yes.
Tomorrow. Easy, no? Easy. Anything you like to say?
No.
Hmm?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Thank you.
Very good, Orlando. I've been waiting for you. This is what you needed to listen to that alarm clock. No? Close your eyes. Your new name will be Maruti. It means, is another name for Hanuman. Hmm? Hanuman is a god himself. But he only became a true god because he was devoted to his master. Hmm? And why was he so devoted to his master? Because the master ignited his heart. He could feel his heart. He could expand his heart. He could start serving and living from his own heart. So out of that gratitude, he became the perfect devotee. So strong in himself that he could move mountains. Hmm? So this is how love and strength goes together. because it's from the real, it's not from the ego, it's from existence, it's from love. That's the power of love. He was always available, always grateful. He just wanted to serve, because that's how he found his own heart. That is the disciple of love, that is surrender to your own heart. Love makes you all powerful, because only love is there. Then if there is love, there is no fear, nothing to prove, nothing to say. Just go deeper in that. Very good.
Sometimes we claim to seek God, but cling to a concept of grace so rigidly that we fail to see what's staring us right in the face. Sometimes we pray with our mouth. I say pray with your ears and unclench that fist with your shopping list and see what's here, what's already here. Truly your goal.
My sweet Swaha, before I came and thought and dreamed about this winter retreat so many times, there is no better place to live this silence, and I really need it. You know, I closed my shop. The 31st of December was my last day, and then I emptied it all out. I closed many years of my life forever. You know that it was a great effort for me, but now I can say with certainty that I have never done a better thing. I have to say thank you. Only to you, you have showed me the path, my path. In the last month, I felt like a balloon that was tied up for too long time, but now I can enjoy the freedom, the happiness, and the light heart. All this would never have happened without your help. In Italy, there are two ways to say, I love you. Ti voglio bene. This is for friends and relatives. Ti amo. Only for special persons. And I say to you, ti amo. Ti amo. Marlene. What do you say now? It's good, no? He's very stubborn, no? But I take care of you. No, everything has changed. Beloved Babaji, I can only be so grateful for everything that happened in my life after I met you. In my heart, I feel so much joy. I feel the love you give to me and all your disciples. And I know the transformation is happening and there is no way back. When the river knows that it's disappearing and has accepted that it's disappearing, then it's very happy. I feel my heart more and more free from the attachments of the mind and from the traps of the ego. I want only to go deeper and deeper in this luminous energy that you give us. With much love, in the heart of your joyful and smiling disciple, Abhi.
Hello, dear beloved.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah. Then you write again, I have had enormous joy and pleasure and feeling more and more happy and peaceful with on this path that guided by your light, which I receive in my heart. However, sometimes in this moment of full gratitude, joy and surrender to the Master, to life, a doubt invades me, even if it's fast and momentarily. If I'm really at this stage, or if my mind or myself are blocking the feeling of my deeper shadows, so that even here in the silent retreat I don't feel these manifestations of my shadows. Don't doubt anymore, Abhi, just accept everything is fine. Focus on that. The mind is doubt, but whenever the mind comes up, don't pay any attention. Just tell you are busy with other things now. Not with doubt, but with peace, happiness, meditation. You're not interested. Accept it. Don't let the mind trick you. Gratitude, beloved soul. A kiss and a hug from yours, Abhi. And what does... People have a lot of problems with the doubt, but what is this doubt giving you? Only problems. Trust only comes, real trust comes, when you see the futility of doubt. Deepak, how is it going?
Good.
Good? Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Once again, beloveds for her, blown away into nothingness, peace and bliss, all by your grace, I bow down in wonder again for your love and compassion and your magical ways of sculpturing the pots. For one, of the first time in history, I did not take part in the dugnad and start of this retreat due to a new work in Oslo. It gave me a great insight never to let go of this precious start, this part, since preparing for the retreat is really one of the highlights in the valley. I also see clearly, after my new steps in Oslo, that I'm holding myself back there. The coordinating of the cleaning is still the greatest love affair, believe it or not. I believe it because you are a crazy woman. That's so cool. And that's what I need her. Wild, crazy people. It's such a helpful anchor and a perfect way to stay connected. But I need to expand more. So I ask for more responsibility, if it's possible. Maybe related to what I'm already doing or something else. Love and gratitude at your feet, forever at your service, Asmani. Great Asmani. What is better than to be at service, no? That's how it should be. Many people, their habit is just to hold back, hold back, hold back, hold back. You have to show them what is possible. That you just get more energy, more light, more playfulness, no? People are so holding back all the energy. My God. Even in the retreats, sometimes, oh, it's been so much, I'm so tired. Come on, you should give everything. You have so much more than you can imagine. You have to tap in to that energy that is much deeper than this shallow surface that you're functioning on. And the only way to connect to that is to have something that comes deeper than the mind, from your heart, from understanding, from life itself. Then you just want to be more involved, and it gives you energy, it doesn't make you tired. Even the masters get very tired, but what to do? This is what's happening. Don't listen to the mind. You have so much more than you know about. The mind always wants to hold you back, always wants to be dragged down. Everything is possible. Beloved Master, sometimes it feels like our hearts melt together and everything becomes love. I'm here to serve you in any way is needed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. At your feet, Manisha. Be ready. That is great. Have it clear in any way. That's good. Where is Connie? How is it going?
Very good.
You've been warm here? You stayed warm?
Yes?
Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. Beloved Babaji, how to put into words the space I feel growing inside me? How to express the silence that refuses to speak? Even though after the retreat, Connie, and for everybody, sometimes you have to speak because we have to relate in that way, but speak more conscious, speak less. Because unconsciously we speak too much. So be aware of that now. Now you have a taste how good it is to be contained in your own energy. When I close my eyes, it is as if the world stops an instant there. And it feels like if it were eternal. Since I arrived, I feel that much has changed in me. Thank you, beloved Master, for your compassion, your love, and your presence. Gratitude for existing and for being part, for being able to experience all this beauty that life brings. Gratitude for being in your presence and for you bringing me back home. Love, yours, Connie. Very good that it works. Then maybe I go on a little bit more then. Where's Jasmine? There you are, there in the corner. You did anything naughty since you're in the corner? No. I'm just joking. You write me a long letter, but you are asking me a question. I'm writing you all this because I don't know where is my place in this as a disciple. Could you please speak some words about this? In all this, what doesn't matter what it is, the place as a disciple is to stay in your heart. Doesn't matter what. To be playful, to be relaxed, to stay in your heart, to speak the truth. Then you will know from your own self. There's no rules, there's no regulations. You have to depend on your own intelligence and your own heart. And that you are ready to. Don't think about it. It will happen by itself. I'm feeling so much trust and love all around. And so blessed to be with you in this crazy ride. Thank you, Master, with all my love, Jasmine. Every satsang makes everything just so in the right place that I could sit at your feet forever. I know this. It's the best feeling ever. Why do we complicate things when they are so easy and clear? We complicate things when things are not easy and clear. When we are easy and clear, then things are also easy and clear, of course. But most of the time you are not easy and clear. You're all fogged up, then things are not clear. When you become clear, everything becomes clear. It's like that. No, you are clear, so you can see. Then you have to take notice. Go very conscious when you go back now and see what you start doing that is against this clarity. Don't fall into the traps. Bring more awareness into your life. Why do we complicate things when they are so easy and clear? That's great because it means now you are easy and clear. Now you are with me now. But that is because the mind doesn't rule you. If the mind rules you, then it's very difficult. If you are in tune with existence, everything is easy. So that's the sign. I was thinking about what you said about transforming the negative into the positive. So as a reminder for this, I put new words to a song that is playing in my head for many days, sometimes even when I'm doing Vipassana. Yeah, that is a good place for that. If I'm not aware, the breath changes to the rhythm of the song. The song is One Love by Bob Marley, and with the new words, it goes like this. One love, one heart, let's sit with Babaji. And be he. But because when I'm back home, I know that I could easily fall back into the mind and the blah 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 problems. So then I made another version to remind me how stupid it is to be like that. On the other side, the other version goes like this: no love, only sorrow. Let's feel very bad and die all sad. That's great. That's the way out, Jasmine. To be playful with it. Just joke with the mind. I made it very tragic so that I can immediately change there and go back to the he Babaji version. Yes. Hopefully, don't even go there. Just stick to the he Babaji version. I feel such a deep trust that no matter what will come, With you, I'm guided to the way of truth, of love, or and no thingness. Thank you, Babaji. Everything is just perfect, and I feel deeply grateful. Love, Jasmine. Very nice, Jasmine. Happy family. Asmani, that you can remind other people also. Yes? You can put it wherever you want. Yes? In the kitchen, in your office, or some kind of serious places. Where's my man, Satvik? Ah. Do There's a little sad story. I imagine I was talking to you before and during the satsang yesterday. So you were very close then. After all the stories about Zen and Gurdjieff, please use one of these hard methods to kill the devil in me, the old judge. The only thing, you just have to keep kick him out. And the battle is almost won as soon as you have taken notice that you have this. This no, it's just awareness. Whenever he comes into the picture, no, just laugh of him, okay? That's the only thing. Because judges, they hate to be taken non-seriously. Can you imagine? Even in the normal world, they like that, boom, listen. You're not allowed to talk in my courtroom, boom. And then, ooh, 5 years, boom. And then you say, ha, 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 ha. 15 years, boom. So in the outside, you have to behave. Even put on tie and like that. But with the inner judge, you just have to bring awareness in. So, the story. The judge. Use one of these hard methods to kill the devil in me, the judge. Okay, you said, let him out. Unlock the door. I did so. Immediately, you as a samurai warrior cut him into bits and pieces, burned him and put the rest of him into the Ganges. I presume he never incarnates, and if someone else shows up, I hope you will say, I'll be back and take care. Thank you, love, Sattvic. You have to do these things yourself, that's the thing. You can imagine in your mind how you hack him up, the judge. Just don't do it on the outside. And if you can't chop them up, at least be spontaneous, do something in the moment. I will tell you a joke. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are opposite each other in a big conference table in Geneva. They are perched on the brink of nuclear war in the dispute over who has control over the small oil-producing country, Qatar. Look here, Trump says. Look here, Trump says Putin. Why should we destroy the whole world just because of a small piece of real estate? Ah, you are right, replies Trump. But how can we settle this argument without the war? Very simple, says Putin. You and I can have a contest of courage right now, man to man. Great, says the proud president of America. What shall we do? Well, in Russia, says Putin, we settle things like this. We stand in front of each other, facing each other, looking each other into the eyes, and each one of us get to take a good kick in the other's balls between the legs. Full power, Russian style. Whoever can get up the quickest afterwards is the winner. Great deal, says Trump. Let's get started. The two men stands up. Putin goes first. He winds up all his practice and lets fly a mighty kick that nails Trump right in the nuts. Whoppa!
Russia! Trump screams, falls over, and rolls around on the ground with his eyes popping out. After about 15 minutes of this, he manages to drag himself to the feet. Okay, gasped Trump, now it's my turn. Aha, says Putin, never mind, you can have Qatar. Russia! When Orlando changed to Marubi, totally different! My God! Miracles happen. Transformation is happening. I'm very happy. Om Shanti, may everyone be happy.
Mast mast, Lakhila Kalandar, mast mast. Oh.